Dutch centrist liberals neck and neck with populist Wilders in tight election. Who is Rob Jetten, tipped to become youngest Dutch prime minister? Dozens dead in total devastation left behind by Hurricane Melissa. Handshakes and whispers. Trump and Xi's meeting in 73 seconds. K-pop group New Jeans loses legal battle against agency. Cruise operator failed woman who was left on island and died, family says. Two suspects partially admit involvement in Louvre heist. Prosecutor says teenage cricketer dies in Melbourne after being hit by ball. New videos show executions after RSF militia takes key Sudan city. France enshrines need for consent into rape law in wake of Gisele Pelicot case. Trump directs nuclear weapons testing to resume for first time in over 30 years. At least 132 killed in Rio police raid, officials say. U.S. will reduce its troops on NATO's eastern flank. Romania says messages in a bottle from WWI soldiers found on Australian coast. Israeli strikes in Gaza kill 104, health ministry says, after Hamas accused of killing soldier. Woman saved after slipping while boarding a moving train. Ben & Jerry's co-founder says Unilever blocked Palestine-themed ice cream. No Trump, no China. Caught in the middle. South Korea hosts rival superpowers. The 92-year-old president who never loses. How a Diwali cracker gun in India went from social media craze to blinding children. Who is Anwar Ibrahim, the Malaysian leader who helped Trump preside over a peace deal. The Indian village, which saw the homecoming of one of the world's oldest rebels. In Russia's blitz of Ukraine, the question of appeasement is back. Strong winds and flying debris as Hurricane Melissa makes landfall. Has Trump's peace deal solved the Thailand-Cambodia dispute? Trump in Malaysia, dancing and a peace deal. Watch, moment nuclear plant towers collapse during demolition. I'm not done, Kamala Harris tells the BBC's Laura Kunzberg. Satellite images show extent of demolition at the White House. Trump's critical minerals advisor to meet companies in Sydney on Friday. Sources say China agrees to one-year rare earth export deal. Issue settled, says Trump. Melissa kills 25 in Haiti, nearly 30 total as hurricane batters Caribbean. Oil prices edge lower as strong dollar weighs, eyes on Trump-Xi meeting. U.S. court to decide pending motions in Citgo parent auction by end of NAV. Most Gulf central banks cut key rates by 25 basis points after Fed move. Oil settles higher on large drop in U.S. stockpiles. Trade optimism. China buys U.S. soybean cargoes ahead of Trump-Xi meet, sources say. U.K. at risk of complete shutdown over carbon costs. Exxon warns. Tesla plans Cybercab's Asia-Pacific debut in Shanghai at November Expo. Volkswagen swings to 1.3 billion euro loss in Q3 on tariff. Porsche woes. Remy Cointreau cuts full-year goals after worse-than-expected Q2 sales. Lufthansa reports slightly stronger-than-expected Q3 earnings. Pluxee lowers 2026 outlook amid uncertain market environment, expects higher margins. Electrolux Q3 operating profit slightly above expectations. Market analysts react to Trump-Xi meeting. South Korea, OCT exports expected to fall amid trade uncertainties. Reuters poll. French economy grows 0.5% in third quarter, faster than expected. Federal shutdown could cost U.S. economy up to $14 billion. Fed delivers expected rate cut. Powell says December rate cut not assured. Fed's standing repo facility hits record high as policy meeting outcome looms. Pending home sales stall, falling short of expectations. Here's why Goldman Sachs expects the Bank of England to cut rates in November. UBS expects BOE to hold rates at 4%. Will the central bank deliver? German manufacturers face rising supply bottlenecks for electronics. IFO ECB to hold rates even as weak trade threaten its good place. BO Governor Ueda's comments at news conference. BOJ holds rates steady, keeps future hikes in view.